West Nile virus affects the old, the young, and everyone in between. It's still a risk for serious disease.
The advisory means there's a heightened concern that other Escambia County residents and visitors could become ill from a bite by a mosquito carrying the illness.
In the state of Florida, there is a threat of West Nile virus essentially 12 months out of the year. We do realize, of course, that it's more significant from July through November.
Dr. John Lanza is director of DOH in Escambia. This is the fifth consecutive year that West Nile has been located here. The disease affects different people in different ways, such as being mistaken for other ailments.
If you're having any of those kind of symptoms, you need to contact your physician to be evaluated. You don't have the respiratory side, of course, with West Nile or these other mosquito-borne illnesses, but you can mistake the signs and symptoms of flu or West Nile for flu.
About 75% of people bitten don't show symptoms. Others begin to show them from 3 to 14 days later. And of those, about 20% are hit pretty hard.
Fever, headache, delirium, body aches and pains, seizures, coma, and sometimes, in the worst case, death. There is no treatment for any viral mosquito-borne disease. You just treat symptoms.
Encephalitis, meningitis, and other neuroinvasive diseases develop in less than 1% of West Nile patients. While the odds are in your favor if you get a mosquito bite, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention still urge self-protection.
Your best defense against mosquito-borne viruses and other insect-borne disease is simply being prepared and help fight the bite.
It's easier now wearing long sleeve, long pants during dusk and dawn when we see most of the mosquito activities. And still, we suggest using DEET either on our skins or on our clothes. But of course, we would like to have people have screens on their windows.
Dr. John Lanza says that's the cover part of drain and cover. The drain part is to get rid of all standing water, which mosquitoes need for their life cycle. And when draining, don't forget what's collected indoors.
If you have the saucer or container on the bottom of your flower pot and it has standing water in it, I have found mosquito larvae in that inside my house. So I want to have everyone think about that. You don't think about mosquito larvae growing inside your house.
Lanza also reminds everyone that West Nile is not spread through person-to-person contact, such as touching, kissing, or caring for someone who is infected. More information can be found at escambiahealth.com and at cdc.gov. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.